Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We're going to get started in just a moment. Thank you so much for joining us on this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. Praise the Lord. We're going to get started in about another minute or so. Again, thank you so much for joining us in this time of intercessory prayer. Going to pause now to see if we have any prayer requests for this morning. Praise the Lord. Intercessors that are on the line, if you could please share your name for me.
Good morning, this is Shauna.
Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning.
Well, we are certainly going to go ahead and get started because I'll be leaving out shortly. I am going to request traveling mercies as I go to attend a funeral this morning for my aunt. So please lift my family up in prayer on this morning. And I'm going to ask Shauna to go ahead and open us up. And I will close us out. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Father God, we bless your name, God. We thank you, God, for yet another day that you've given to us, God, a day that we've never seen before. God, we thank you for allowing us to be in the land of the living, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, God, and your brand new mercy, God, that you would allow us to see and experience on today, God. We thank you for the newness of life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we invite your presence on this line, and we ask that you would have your your way, God. God, give us the words to say this morning. Give us those things that we ought to pray for this morning. God, this morning we want our prayers, God, to reach the heavens. God, we want to pray your mind and to pray your heart, God. God, we want to be in your presence, God. So we ask, God, that you move, God. Move on our hearts and move on our minds, God. God, we ask that you have complete and total dominion, authority, and power, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you, God, for even, God, the celebration, the Pentecost celebration that we're experiencing tomorrow, God. God, I pray, God, for each and every ministry, God. I pray, oh, God, for the lives of your people, God. I pray, God, for the souls, God, the souls that shall be saved and shall be restored, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up all leaders, I lift up all pastors, God, and I ask, God, that you make provision, God, that you provide, God, supernatural strength, God, in the name of Jesus, that you even provide supernatural anointings, oh, God. God, that your presence be manifested here on earth, God. God, that there be an overwhelming outpouring of your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we begin to experience you at a greater level, God. It's something different, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you will begin to overwhelm the hearts and the minds of your people, God, that you will consume us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and everything that's not like you, God, God, that you will burn it up, God. God, everything that will move us out of your destiny, God, everything that will hinder the movement of God, God, we pray, oh God, that you would cast it down, oh God, that you would remove every hindering and every obstacle, God. God, everything that will try to come against your movement, that will come against your word, God. God, we ask, oh God, that your Holy Ghost is given free course to reign, oh God. God, that there be a spirit of liberality, God, even as you begin to connect ministries, oh God, and unite leaders, oh God. We ask, oh God, that there be a spirit of liberality, oh God, amongst us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we give the Holy Ghost, God, the power and the room, oh God, to move, oh God, under your authority. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up those, oh God, who have been brokenhearted, oh God, those who have even left the body of Christ, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for restoration for the body of Christ, oh God, that you would begin, oh God, to even mend those broken places, oh God, that you would begin to mend, oh God, even, oh God, relationships that have been estranged in the body of Christ, God, that you would begin to mend, oh God, God, every ill thought, God. God, every high thought, God, and every vain imagination, God, every incorrect perception, oh God, God, everything that's twisted, oh God, the perception of the body of Christ, God. God, I pray for restoration of the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. God, that you will allow the body of Christ to take its rightful place, God, in our communities and in our schools, God, and even in the political arena. God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the body of Christ, God, be more of an influence, oh God, on our laws, oh God, and the ways of business, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we'll begin to return back to the things of old, oh God. God, when we begin to recognize truth, oh God, when we begin to live under your command and under your authority and under your commandments, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, for restoration, for a spirit of righteousness, oh God, in our communities, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, everything that's been allowed to happen, God, those things that are wrong, oh God, that have been allowed to happen, I pray, God, that you would begin to correct those things, oh God. God, that you restore a lifestyle of righteousness, oh God. God, that your people will begin to set their affections on those things which are above, God. God, and not those things that are just here on earth, oh God. God, cause us to remember that the things of God are eternal, oh God, the things that we do for the body of Christ, the things that we do for the advancement of the kingdom of God, that those things are eternal, oh God, but those things that are here on earth, oh God, are affections for houses and cars and careers and advancement, oh God. God, these things are temporal and will eventually fade away, God, but your love, God, will remain, and God, and there's nothing that we can do more for you, God, that you can do for us, oh God. There's no sacrifice sacrifice that's greater than the great, than the sacrifice that you've given to us, oh God. God, so help us to do your will, God. Help us to obey you in every area of our lives, oh God. Help us, oh God, to make your name great, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, help us to magnify your name, oh God, even in our homes, oh God, and even, God, when we go to work and when we go to school, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, help us to paint your cross, oh God, from the north, oh God, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. God, help us to live a lifestyle, oh God, that's persuaded by your agenda, God, by your will, oh God, and not our own secret ambitions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to do those things that would help further the advancement of the kingdom of God. Help us to not go out to make a name for ourselves, oh God, but to live, oh God, according to your will, oh God, according to the destiny and the purpose that you've already have for us, oh God. God, for you knew who we were to become and what we were to be, oh God, before the very foundations of this world, oh God. God, so help us live according to your destiny and according to your purpose, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, oh God, to hold on to our God-given identities and not to conform to the ways of this world, oh God. God, but everything that you purpose on the inside of your people, oh God. God, every spirit, oh God, every anointing, oh God. God, everything that you grace us with, oh God. God, help us to move in your power, oh God, and to move in your anointings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, for your will, God, is greater and better than anything that we ever could imagine for ourselves, oh God. God, so help us, oh God. Help us to hear you, oh God. Anoint our ears, oh God, so that we can be led by your spirit, oh God, so that we can hear, oh God, your call for our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, oh God. Help our ears, oh God. God, so that your voice is louder than any other voice, oh God. God, so that we're able to recognize every trick and every device of the enemy, oh God. God, even when the enemy will try to come and steal, kill, and destroy, oh God, every purpose, every destiny, every assignment, oh God, that you've given to us, oh God. God, raise up our level of discernment, oh God, so that we're able to recognize these things, oh God. God, even increase our spiritual keenness, oh God. God, so that we're able, oh God, to recognize, oh God, where you are in the spirit, oh God. God, our desire, oh God, is to be found in the center of your will, oh God. Our desire, oh God, is to glorify you in everything that we do, Jesus. God, so help us, oh God, when we fall short, oh God. God, even when our flesh, oh God, will try to overtake us, oh God. God, even help us recognize the enemy within ourselves, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us so that we're not persuaded, oh God, by the enemy's devices, oh God. Help us, oh God, so even when we make ourselves available to be used by the enemy's devices, oh God, that the Holy Ghost on the inside of us will raise up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're praying, oh God, that you begin to pour out new anointings, oh God, new mercies, oh God, that the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, oh God, that you would allow that spirit, oh God, to grow, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, so that the spirit on the inside of us, oh God, continues to be greater, God, than that spirit that's in the world. God, I pray that you would ignite the fire and the passion on the inside of your people, oh God, so that we're able, oh God, to go out and do your will, oh God. God, so that we're able to have compassion and mercy on souls, oh God. God, so that we're able, oh God, to reach out to those who are lost, God, as you commanded, oh God. God, help us, oh God, to even increase our level of evangelism, oh God, so that others can begin to experience, oh God, the height, the depth, and the width of your love, God, the calling for your lives, oh God, for their lives, oh God, so they can experience, oh God, those things of you, oh God. God, help us to not be selfish with how good you are, oh God. God, but let us go out, oh God, so that we're able, oh God, to give this gift to others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, so raise up our level of evangelism, oh God. God, cause a burden of souls to fall upon us, God, like never before, oh God. God, help us to not walk past people, oh God, without being affected by their spirit, oh God. God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to identify where they are in their relationship with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, oh God, so that we're able to help them, oh God, and to be a blessing to them, oh God. Let us not be so consumed with our own affairs, oh God. God, that we lack empathy for others, oh God, that we lack compassion for others, oh God. God, even take away the judgmental spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, for if it had not been for you, oh God, we ourselves would have been consumed, oh God, consumed in our own sin, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, when I think, God, what you've done for me, God, even in my own life, oh God, my soul cries out, hallelujah. So even as you saved me, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you would allow us to go out and do the same thing for others, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you begin to take away that spirit of hopelessness, oh God, that you begin to take away depression and anxiety, oh God, that you begin to take away, oh God, even those that have been consumed, oh God, even in their own sin, oh God, that you begin even to take away, oh God, God, that spirit of inferiority, oh God, that you will remove shame and doubt, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, but that you replace mourning with joy, oh God, that you allow people, oh God, to not be tied to their sin, oh God, to not be bound by sin, oh God, but God, I pray that you begin to loose chains, oh God, that you begin to loose generational curses, oh God, that you begin to loose, oh God, those things that hold, oh God, the lives of your people, oh God. God, that you even begin to release breakthrough, oh God, in the lives of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, everything that comes to bind up the minds of your people, oh God, everything that comes to bind up, oh God, even emotions, oh God, God, everything that keeps us trapped in unforgiveness, oh God, God, I pray, oh God, that there be a release and a breaking of these things, oh God. God, that you begin to break down walls, oh God, that the truth, oh God, be released and be revealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, let truth come forward, oh God. God, let us walk in truth. Let us abide in truth, oh God. God, and let us rest in your peace, oh God, even as you bring truth, oh God, bring peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, cause us to meditate, oh God, on those things that are lovely, God. Cause us to meditate, oh God, on those things that are pure, oh God. Cause us to meditate, oh God, and think on those things that are just, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that remove vain, oh God, remove strife, oh God, remove enviousness, oh God, and jealousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, those things that locks up our emotions, oh God, those things, oh God, that twist our perceptions of one another, oh God, that cause the spirit of love, oh God, to overflow, oh God, in the lives of your people, oh God. God, so that we're able, oh God, to recognize, oh God, those things that have held up relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, oh God, that you would even open up doors and opportunities, oh God, for conversations that to take place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you begin to release, oh God, release love, oh God, and release power, oh God, release, oh God, even, oh God, the things that will cause the relationship, oh God, between husbands and wives, oh God, and even mothers and daughters, oh God, and sons and fathers, oh God. God, that you begin to release those things and strengthen those relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and even, God, for those that are mourning, oh God, those, oh God, who are hurting, oh God, God, we know, oh God, that your eyes are upon them, oh God. God, that you are attentive to their cries, oh God. So we call out Pastor Belinda's family, oh God, and we ask that you be with them on today, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will comfort them, oh God, that you will hold them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, even as they go to celebrate life on today, God, we pray, oh God, that you will allow them, oh God, to remember the good times, oh God, and not focus, oh God, on the bad times, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we'll be able to focus on the legacy that's left behind, oh God. God, that says, oh God, and encourage them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and continue to have your way, oh God, in our lives, oh God. Continue to move in our churches, Jesus. Continue to move in our homes, oh God. God, and we'll be so careful, oh God, to give you all of the glory, God, and all of the honor and all of the praise, God. And it's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity that you've given us this morning that we can rise, God, with your name in our mouth. We thank you, oh God, for this privilege that you have gathered us, oh God, for one reason, and that's to call on your mighty and wonderful name. We thank you, oh God, for each and every one that's on this line this morning. We come, oh God, standing in the gap for those, oh God, that may not be on the line. We pray for those, oh God, that want to be on the line. We pray for those, oh God, that want to pray, God, and then we pray for those that don't want to pray. We pray, oh God, that you would stir up something inside of us, that we, oh God, will come gathered in your name for one purpose, to do your will, to call on you, oh God, for you are our great and merciful God. We call on you this morning because you are the wonderful God, the holy and the righteous God. We call on you because you're the God that has all power in your hands. And so we come this morning, God, but for one reason, and that is to talk to our God. We come for one reason, oh God, and that is to lift up your name and to give you glory. We come for one reason, oh God, and that is to stand in the gap and to petition you, oh God, to hear our cry and to hear our call. And so, God, this morning we lift up the body of Christ. You know who we are, and God, you know where we are. You know, oh God, what we need. You know, oh God, what we've done and what we didn't do. And so, God, we lift up the body of Christ this morning unto you. And we ask, oh God, that you would forgive us, that you would look down on us. Oh God, that you would bend your ear unto our call and our cry, that you would hear us, oh God, that you would save us, and that you would deliver us, that you would renew our minds, oh God. We pray this morning that you would touch us, oh God, that you would have your way in our lives. We pray, oh God, that you would cause the Spirit of truth to dwell, oh God, and abide with us. God, this morning we lift up the body of Christ, your people, those, oh God, that are called by your name. We pray, oh God, that you would forgive us. Forgive us, oh God, for anything and all that we may have done. And if we've come short of your glory, anything that we have done, oh God, that may have brought shame or embarrassment to your name. This morning, oh God, we petition you, asking you for your forgiveness. For we know and we cry to the God that's forgiving. We crying unto the God that has given us another chance. And so, God, with this opportunity and with this privilege, we come asking you for your forgiveness. Forgive us, oh God, if we've had dirty hands. Forgive us, oh God, if we've had a wicked heart. Forgive us, oh God, if we had a confused mind. God, we ask this morning to forgive us. If you told us to go right, oh God, and we went left, we're asking for forgiveness this morning as your body of Christ, as a whole, oh God. If we've fallen short of the glory, if we didn't speak the truth, oh God, if we didn't represent you how you have called us and created us to represent you, God, we ask for your forgiveness. We ask, oh God, if we are not salt in this earth that can give savor to this world, forgive us. If we, our light is dim, oh God, because we have allowed the world to get inside of us and not the Holy Ghost, forgive us, oh God. And so, God, with this opportunity, every time we have the opportunity to ask you for forgiveness, we say, oh God, to forgive us. Forgive us, oh God, if we turned our ways unto the ways that are more pleasing to our flesh than the way that's pleasing to our spirit. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, if we just call, we are called by your name, but we do not act accordingly. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, if we just praise you in flesh and not in spirit. Forgive us, dear God. God, we need your mercy like never before. For we know, oh God, if your body of Christ get right and get in its divine place, that the rest of the world, oh God, could find you, could see their way to righteousness and truth. And so, God, we're asking you this morning that you would deal with us, oh God, in every level, every place, every position, whomever, oh God, that would call themselves a Christian, whoever, oh God, that stands up, oh God, to give your word and to speak your truth over the sheep, oh God, we ask that you would deal with us, and that, God, you would help us and instruct us, oh God, and deliver us, that we may be delivered, oh God, and that we can come forth as pure gold. We pray this morning that you would have your way, oh God, in the land, that you, God, would forgive us, oh God, if we have embraced wrong for right. Forgive us, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would take the scales off our eyes, that you would deliver us, oh God, our heart, those things that are so desperately wicked. God, we ask that you would deliver the body of Christ, oh God, our heart and our desires. We ask, oh God, that you would heal us and save us, oh God, from those things that have gotten inside of us, that have caused us, oh God, to act and to be just like the world. God, forgive us. Forgive us, oh God, for having complaining and grumbling on our lips. Because, God, you have been a God that has been so good to us. And so, God, this morning we repent. We repent, oh God, as the body of Christ for complaining, oh God. We repent, oh God, for grumbling, oh God. We repent, oh God, for speaking evil against each other. We repent, oh God, for gossiping. We repent, oh God, for doing evil, oh God, against evil, oh God. We repent, oh God, for revenge and anger and bitterness that has come in and consumed us. But God, this morning, just as it's raining on the outside, we ask, oh God, that you would allow it to rain on the inside of us, that, God, you would wash everything that's not like you out of us, that you would allow the Holy Spirit to take rest, to rule, and to abide with us, oh God, that you would cause the Holy Spirit to be our leader and our guide, oh God, this morning. God, we are calling on you, and we need you like never before. So, God, if it takes something like a storm, oh God, to break down certain things that we have built up inside of us, we say this morning, storm in us, oh God. If it'll take the whirlwind, oh God, if it takes, oh God, a hurricane to break down and destroy some things that have been risen up inside of us, oh God, we say, oh God, you have your way. Let it storm within us, oh God. Let it rain, oh God. Break and destroy everything that's not like you in us, oh God, that we can be, oh God, the vessel of honor and not a vessel of dishonor, that we can be a light that shines bright, oh God. We pray this morning for the body of Christ. We ask, oh God, that you would be with us, that you would strengthen us, oh God, in our weak places, that you would help us, oh God, to walk according to your will and your purpose. Oh God, this morning we are calling on you. We need you, oh God, like never before. And so, God, we're asking you for your mercy. We're asking, oh God, for your hand of correction. Oh God, yes, we don't want to be corrected, but God, we need to be corrected. So God, we're asking you that you would would deal with us, oh God. And we know, oh God, that if you deal with us, oh God, if those things that are wrong will be corrected, oh God, if our eyes will be open and we can see, God, through the spirit and not through the flesh, oh God, if our heart will be purified, oh God, if we stay the course and walk the path of righteousness, oh God, we know, oh God, that we can be the light that will shine bright, and those that are lost, that are in darkness, will be drawn to the light. So, God, this morning we're asking you for your mercy and that you would help us, oh God, that you would renew and restore and revive, oh God, that you would wash us and cleanse us and make us new, oh God. God, we ask this morning that you would have your way in the body of Christ. God, deal with us, oh God, even our mindset, how we think, oh God. Help us, oh God, to see ourselves as you see us. And then, God, help us to be and to do as Christ would do. God, we repent for our unrighteousness before you. We need you, oh God, like never before. We can't even deal with our own selves. We don't even like the way we look as a Christian and the body of Christ in our own selves, oh God. So God, we say to have your way and to deal with us. Help us, oh God, to be who you've called us to be. And then God, we lift up our young women everywhere. Those, oh God, that died at the hands of someone this week, oh God. We are praying for mercy, oh God. We're praying against domestic violence, oh God. We come against human trafficking in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood, oh God, against those men and those women, oh God, that have consumed others, oh God, young women who know not what to do or where to go. We pray, oh God, against the men and women, oh God, that have kidnapped our young women, our young girls, oh God, for greed and for money. We pray, oh God, and come against those men that have young women on the street prostituting. Oh God, we plead the blood against the enemy, oh God. And we say, oh God, that you would have your way, that you would deal with them, that you would open up doors, that God, you would make an escape for the young women, oh God, that have gotten themselves into that environment, or those, oh God, that of none of their own doing, oh God. We pray this morning. We pray, oh God, for the foolish woman, oh God, those young girls, oh God, that have been easily distracted and drawn away by their youthful lust. We pray, oh God, for mercy, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those young women that have married, oh God, and yet they are consumed in abusive relationships. God, this morning we are calling on young women, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those young women that are single mothers, oh God, that have to do it all alone, on their own. We pray, oh God, and come against the spirit of depression, oh God. We come against the spirit of poverty, oh God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that mercy, oh God, would find them, that you would give them a strong mind to hold on, oh God. We come against, oh God, those things, oh God, that have caused them to be single. Yes, God, they may have done it on their own will, oh God. They had the children and they were not married. But God, we don't want to deal with what they did. God, we want to deal with who they are. So God, as your ambassadors and your helpers, help us, oh God, to see past what they've done, oh God, and to help them to find their way through this life. God, we ask that you would empower us, that that we can empower them. We pray, oh God, and come against the spirit of suicide. Oh God, those young women that have spoken about being suicidal, we ask, oh God, that you would deal them, that you would give them a piece of hope, oh God, that you would help them to hold on, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would be with them, that you would go inside their homes, that you would protect their children even from violence and anger, oh God, that you would help them to see their way through, oh God, this situation. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would be their keeper and their sustainer. Oh God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would be their covering and their shield, that they will find their way to hide themselves, oh God, in your safety, under the ark of safety. And so, God, for those that don't believe in you, help them, oh God, to know who you are. We pray, oh God, that you would speak through the speakers, oh God, that stand up, oh God, and give them a word of hope. God, this evening we pray in the name of Jesus that you would be with our young women wherever they are, and God, that you would deliver their mind and their heart, oh God, that you would heal, oh God, and fill every void with your spirit. So God, we pray for the spirit of the Holy Ghost, that it would rest and it would rule and it would abide with us, oh God. Fill us, oh God, where we are void. Fill us, oh God, and help us, oh God, to be full of the Holy Ghost. God, fill us so that we can be drunk in the Holy Ghost. Oh God, fill us, oh God, so that we would do those things that are right according to your will and your word. Fill us, oh God, so that we don't obey the voice of the enemy, but we'd be full with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost would rule us, oh God. Fill us with the Holy Ghost, oh God, so that we can be the light that shines bright, oh God, so that even when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll lift up a standard against him, oh God, and we can show love instead of hate and anger. Fill us with the Holy Ghost, oh God, so we can speak the truth, and the truth will make the hearer free. Fill us, oh God, with the Holy Ghost, oh God, so when we give, oh God, we give in love, so that when we love, we forgive, oh God. Help us, oh God. We need the Holy Ghost. And so, God, we ask that you would allow the Holy Ghost to fall fresh on us. We need a fresh anointing, oh God. We need the Holy Ghost, oh God, to abide with us. We need the Holy Ghost so that we can submit ourselves unto it, oh God. Help us, dear God, to be open, oh God, to the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we pray this morning. We ask, oh God, that as we go to our respective churches on tomorrow, and even God, as Elder Belinda, Pastor Belinda goes to endure, and God empower her family during grief, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would fill her with the Holy Ghost, oh God, that those that are hearing the word, oh God, will be drawn unto her, oh God, that she would speak a word of truth, oh God, that God, those that come to her, oh God, would feel the Holy Ghost, oh God, and God, that souls will be saved. We pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Ghost would be with us, oh God. Oh God, that we would be drawn to the Holy Ghost. Oh God, for you said in your word that if we draw nigh unto you, you would draw nigh unto us.
so, God, give us the desire to draw nigh unto the Holy Ghost, to draw nigh, oh God, unto the cross, to draw nigh, oh God, that we may walk in righteousness and truth in these last and evil days, we pray. And we thank you for it all. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior and our soon coming King. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you this morning. God, we just thank you for your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing. Even now, God, we give your name glory and we give your name praise. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have already done. Father, we lift you up this morning and we thank you for every prayer request that has gone on before us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And God, we ask even now, Lord God, that you would just begin to rest on this line. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're the God that meets us at the point of our need. Lord, that there is nothing we stand in need of that you don't already know about. We bless you on this morning, God, for being our consuming fire. Father, for being our deliverer, hallelujah. Father, for just being our way maker on this morning, hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you, God, that you are ordering our steps today in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you, Lord God, that you are just watching over your word in us to perform it. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, for the power of God that is even resting this morning, even on this line. We thank you for the spirit of truth. We thank you for the spirit of glory this morning, God, that is resting. We thank you, Lord God, that your spirit is having free course, and God, that you are showing yourself strong and mighty on the behalf of your people. Oh, God, I, God, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Hallelujah. You are reigning in the name of Jesus. You are reigning in the midst of us. Oh, God, God, let your will be done today. God, let your will be done. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. God, our soul says yes. Oh, God, our soul says yes to your will this morning. Our soul says yes to your way. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, we bless you. We bless you for what you're doing. God, we ask that you will release your healing power today. Release your healing oil today. God, that you will heal those that are sick today. God, that are under the sound of my voice. God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You're the one that heals all manner of
diseases. I thank you that your healing virtue, God, is resting on us today. Yes, Lord, for your glory. God, do it for your glory. Do it for your namesake. God, do it. Your word says, according to our faith, be it unto us. God, we thank you for faith today. God, to believe you. We thank you for faith today, oh God, to trust you. We thank you. God, that your name is a strong tower and the righteous is running to it and finding safety. We thank you for safety this morning. We thank you, oh God, God, that you are our anchor. God, and that you are releasing God, your glory today. God, upon this line, God, that you are releasing your anointing, the anointing that this and that it is breaking up the fallow ground, God, and everything we stand in need of today, God, I thank you that it has been released. I thank you that you are supplying our need according to your riches and glory. I thank you, oh God, God, that you are superseding our expectation. God, that you are blowing our mind. And God, we say, release your power. Release it now, oh God. Amen. God, your power that is our help. God, we're asking you to be our help this morning. Amen. God, let there be a spirit of rejoicing. God, let it be released today through the airways. Let it touch everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Amen. The sound of rejoicing, the sound of victory, the sound the sound of heaven. Let it be released this morning. Yes, Lord. Let it be so, Jesus. Let it be so for your glory. Let it be so for your namesake. God, we say, bless us indeed. We say, stretch out indeed. We say rebuke the devil today. Haya man so koda mandia. Man so koda mandia ndoro ho shamaya. Mando rande la mando shatamaya. Man so koda mandia. Ikana na na mando shamaya. Man so koda mandia ndoro sha. Ikoda man so koda mandia ndoro ho sha. Man so koda mandia ndele man so ha. God, for your glory, Hayaman to Kuramandia, for your glory, Ekuraman to Kuramandia, Ekuraman Sekinanamandosha. God, do this for your glory, do this for your name, say, God, do it, Ekuraman to Eyaman to Kuramandia, Nurusha, Eyaman to Kuramandia. Do it, oh God, so that every name is exalted. Do it, God, so that every knee bows and every tongue confess. Do it, God. Amen. So God. Amen. So God, that there be a stretching out and a lifting of the hands today. God, and surrender to your name and surrender. God, unto you, the God of our salvation. God, as we surrender everything that is in us, oh God, God, as we express what is in our hearts, God, as we express, oh God, we pray for divine expression. We pray for freedom, oh God, to release what is in our heart to you today. God, God, that we will lift every burden. God, let it be released today. God, destroy the yoke. God, tie everything that comes to tie us up, everything that comes to bind our spirit. I pray, God, that there be freedom. I pray freedom on this line, freedom of expression. I come on and begin to open up your mouth today, even now, and release your sound of worship. Release your words of accolade unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Even open up your mouth now and just begin to give your God glory. Come on and just give him praise this morning. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion has not failed us. You woke up this morning to some mercies. You woke up this morning to another opportunity. This is another moment to embrace the goodness of the Lord. Again in the land of the living. Come on and open up your mouth wide and let it get. Come on. Give God glory. Give the name of the Lord glory this morning. Give the name of the Lord praise. Because we can't do anything without him. We cannot do anything without him. Without him, we would surely fail. God, we pray. God, that our life is in your hand. God, help us. God, to be those living epistles. To be read of all men. That our life would be a living testament. To the goodness of the Lord. That when men see us, God, let them see your glory and full operation. Let them see your grace and full operation. Oh God, your kindness towards us, for it is better than life. You have been ever so kind. God, thank you for the kindness that you have shown us, oh God, in this life. Thank you for the kindness. God, that you have displayed, we know we don't deserve it, but you have been so kind, and even as you have been kind to us, help us to be kind to others, even as you have loved us, help us to love them, even though, God, as you have been gentle unto us, help us to be gentle to those that you would send our way, Father. We stretch our hands to you today, because we cannot do anything without you. We are timing in the earth. Father, we need a help. You've given us your own assignment. God, there are some things that you have assigned to our hand, and we need your help to fulfill it. There are some things, oh God, that you have put, oh God, on us, some burdens, yet they are light. Oh my God, and yet your yoke is easy. God, you put it on us, but we can't do it. We'll fail you miserably. If we get caught up in our twisted imaginations. God, if we let the weakness of our flesh lead us, God, we will fail you in this assignment. And so we're asking for mercy, and we're asking for guidance and direction. Show us how to do what you called us to do. Father, don't let us do it in ourselves. Father, we're crying out for help. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God, not to destroy what you have placed in our hands. Help us to build those that you send in our lives. Help us to encourage them, Help us, oh God, to lead them. Help us, oh God, to show us our role in their life. I, God, that we would be what you have called us to be. Whatever you have assigned to your people. I, God, if we have a role, God, show us. Show us how to do it. Show us how to do it, God. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Ekuraman Sukuramandia. Ah, yes, Ekuramandia, what God does. Nobody else can do it. And because He has called us and chosen us from the foundation of the world, we can rest assured that whatever God has determined, because when God determines something, it's got to happen. Oh, God, Eman Sukuramandia. And so we thank you that we are in the determined mind of God. Ooh, we are part of what He has willed. We are in His will. Whatever He wills, nobody can stop. And that's why I pray what God has willed over your life. Whatever is in His will. No one can reverse it. And so we give Him glory this morning. And we give Him praise.
Yes, God.
And we bless His name today. Hallelujah. Yes, we give Him glory for
your name.
We give Him glory. He's been ever so kind to us. We bless Him for gentle mercy.
We bless Him,
loving kindness.
Yes,
His
Lord.
Kindness has been better than life. We take no credit for what our Father is doing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. In
Jesus'
name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Amanso. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is of the Lord's mercies.
Thank you, Lord.
And we bless Him for what He's doing, and even for what He's doing, even in this hour. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Glory to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, this concludes our time of intercessory prayer. We thank God for you taking the time to join us on this morning for this time of prayer. I pray that the Lord has met you, hallelujah, like only he can. Go in his peace, and we will connect with you at the next appointed time. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.